Okay, we're going to have a teaching this morning, 7/20/25, How Faith Works. We're going to look in Genesis chapter 1 on God as a faith God. And we're going to look how God used his faith. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Which moved there is to brood or think differently. He didn't have his faith and confession list.
Say that again.
He didn't have a faith and confession list. It said he brooded, his spirit brooded and thought, and it means to brood and think differently. He moved upon the face of the problem. Okay? And God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, to move a mountain, you just need one word. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. The darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God saw problems, and this is how he solved them. His spirit meditated over it every day. He went through 6 days of the creation. And then what did he do? He rested. Okay. Each day was the same way until God had finished, and then he rested. Right here. This is Genesis 2. 1-3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So he created and he rested. God and his spirit working together to create. Well, I didn't write that here, but Genesis verses 26 through 28 talks about we're made in his image and likeness to create just like him. He said multiply. People think, well, that man having babies. No, it didn't. It meant use your faith to create just like I created. This garden you're in, this realm that you're in, I created it. Now, I'll just read that right here. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Maybe that's why the devil nearly stole our world, because we don't know how to create. So God created man in his own image, and the image in God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Dominion. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Well, because we didn't take dominion, guess who did? Game wardens. The establishment. The world system. Now you can't go anywhere and hunt or fish anywhere without having license, rules and regulations out the kazoo. Why? Because God didn't take his dominion. We have no one to blame but ourselves. God laid it down. Did God make confessions before he said, light be, light was? I do not see that he did. Then why do we? Because we were taught it. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. Man's words are so powerful, they should not be used flippantly. God made our words to create just like His words create. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what? Make confessions day and night? Till you fall over with exhaustion? No, meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What's going to happen in the meditation stage? Just like the Spirit of the Lord was brooding, thinking deeply over the void and the darkness, and then God said, and what happened? Creation. We thought we do our mantras. Nothing against Brother Hagin. Get out our God's medicine. Get out our Charles Capps on prosperity. Get out whoever's book and do what they did and never get results. The only time I've ever gotten results from God like that is whenever I went before Him with His Word. I'd pray in the Spirit and I'd speak the Word, thinking about the Word. And all of a sudden, man, that peace come up inside. Peace made the call. And it's over. Well, if we could just say it enough, we could get it. We missed the mark. Meditate, to murmur, ponder, imagine. We would do better to sit quiet, pray in the Spirit, and imagine what we want. This is creation. I'm not sure where faith and confession came from, so a lot of books and stuff. The only place I see in the Word really that talks about you have to confess to receive something is salvation. This is Romans chapter 9. Now, I know there's words like confession before many witnesses and different things, but I'm talking about faith and confession here. We've taken the salvation principle and worked it in every area. Well, is that right? Let's look at it. Romans 10. And even then, when salvation comes, well, I'll show you the scripture. Romans 10, 8, let's start with 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confess here means assent or covenant knowledge. Salvation is a new creation experience, can only happen when the Holy Spirit draws someone. This is John. This is a Spirit-led operation. This isn't, I think I'll just get saved today. No. John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Everyone knows the time. I know exactly when I was 11 years old, Easter Sunday, in a Methodist church in Midland, Texas. The Lord come knocking on my heart. And I don't even know how I got down the front, but the next thing I know, I'm standing in front of the preacher, in front of the church. And it's like the heavens opened. I went home, sat on the clothesline pole and sang hymns all day. I had earth-changing experience. Something happened in me. It wasn't one of these, well, everybody raise their hand and give them a track. Next thing you know, they're, you know, they fall by the wayside. No, it's a genuine new birth that happens. It's just like being born physically is a big deal. Well, being born spiritually is an even bigger deal. It isn't a flippant thing. Anybody that's really been born again, they can tell you where they were and what happened. It wasn't done in a corner. All right. Reminds me of Genesis 1, the Father and the Holy Spirit working together to draw someone to be reborn by faith. It is not a work of the flesh. It is a work by the Holy Spirit. I believe as people of faith, we have made a work out of faith, especially faith and confession. I do not see the confession part here except in accepting Jesus' sacrifice of salvation. It tells you directly that's what you're to say and to do. We have thought if we could just say it enough, we'll eventually get it. But this is all just a work of the flesh, in my opinion, unless the Holy Spirit has given you a word to say over your situation. That's a totally different story. Then we see that come into play, just like, well, we'll read that right here in a minute. This is what the Lord began to say to me about this. Faith is a stand that outlasts the devil. Faith is not a physical stand. Your evidence is not what is in the natural realm, but what is in the spiritual realm. Faith is a spiritual force that comes from within. Peace makes the call. It comes from knowing from the inside and not by what we see in the natural realm. Healing and health have already been provided through salvation. Our senses are used against us because we gauge whether we are healed or not by what is happening in the natural. This is not how God did it, and this is not how we are to do it either. We do not have to act in a certain way to prove we are healed. When this happens by the Spirit, they ain't got to prove nothing. That is a work of the flesh. Well, I have to act like it. I gotta act like it. That's not faith. We experience symptoms and we go to confessing. My dear ones, this is a work of the flesh. Most of all we've done for decades has been a work of the flesh. I didn't pick this subject. The Lord did. In fact, as he was bringing this stuff to me, I was thinking, whoa. But we have been slowly weaning off of this for quite a while. The Lord has brought us out of this religious mantra. And that's what it is. Made a lot of money. But I'd venture to say there's not many that have gleaned very much from it, and I hate that. You know, like I said, I esteem the faith teachers as high as you can esteem anyone. But just to go into a confessing and saying a bunch of stuff is just nothing but the flesh. Now, if the Lord gives you something, that's different. God is not a man. He's a spirit. He's shown us how to do it. Look at some scriptures. I'll show you in the scriptures. Our warfare is not flesh. Okay, Ephesians 6. We know this. But do we really know it? Think not. This is 6:10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. God don't do it in the flesh. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We have to have this stance because we are dealing with supernatural entities. Our battle's in the spirit realm. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, that's the word, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You cannot whip the devil in the flesh. You can act all day like you're healed. And that is still a work of the flesh. Unless you have a directive from God saying, all right, put your crutch down. That's what Jesus did. Pick up your bed and walk. Fill the water pots with water. Well, we've confessed all day and it's still not wine. Wonder why. Flesh. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. This is a spiritual fight. This is not a flesh and blood fight. You will lose every time. Second Corinthians, like I said, we know this. Second Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Well, if I'm healed, then I got to act like it. What did he tell you? Rise up, take up your bed and walk. That's when you do it. What do we do in the meantime? Meditate on that word. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Thank you, Lord. 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 I'm healed. 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 You say it a million times and it ain't never going to work. Many people are deceived in it. Been deceived in it for decades and they're still doing it. And they're still not getting any results. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We got to hear from God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing, because see, that's the devil's weapon against you, those imaginations, against what the Word already says you have. Imaginations. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. That's His Word. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hebrews 12:3. Hope this is making sense. Because I ain't wasting my breath no more. Christians should be people of few words. But when they speak, everybody listens because you're speaking by the Spirit of God and something happens. That's why people always made fun of us for being Word of Faith. They had a right to be. Right? For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The battle is won and lost in your mind. The same thing to do with the body. Faint means to relax. In other words, you get off your stance of the Word of God and what the Word of God says. Faith is not a physical battle, but we have thought it was, and we have made our confession list to confess them over and over and over and over again. What is the answer? Look over, Peter had some insight. 2 Peter. Whole lot of people I wish were here this morning to hear this. They really would think I was a heretic. Second Peter 1, 3 and 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. How does it come? By his divine power. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature and have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 19. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. That's revelation. When it rises up in your heart, you know it's done. There ain't no doubting. Well, see if you can. I ain't no seeing if you can. It's done. And nobody could beat it out of you. Like I said, that's the way I've received healing a couple of times. I stayed before the Lord, prayed in the Spirit and read scriptures until that day star rose up in my heart. And when it rose up, the Lord said, you don't need all the other stuff you've been doing. So that comes back to this. If you're doing stuff in the flesh to help with something, it's neither here nor there, really. The battle is in the spirit realm. Okay. Now, when the day star rises, he'll say, you don't need that no more. Okay? Does this sound like Genesis 1? The Holy Spirit meditated over the situation and God saw light, said light be, and light was. That's exactly the same. This is faith corresponding action. I've experienced this myself. I've read the word and I have had peace come up in my heart over the situation. It made the call just like an umpire calls a ball game. And the problem was solved just like in Genesis 1. The day star rose up in my heart and peace made the call and creation happened in my body. And it was not, didn't take days, weeks, months, and years. It was immediate. Romans 8:11. Immediate. Verse 11. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Not, well, I'm so wore out, I've just confessed all day. Work of the flesh. Quicken means to revitalize. Read a few more scriptures. Ephesians 2, 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You receive healing and think, just like he did in salvation, really. Today's the day of salvation, which includes healing. 19 of that same one there. 5 and 6 of that chapter, 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved, and raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's how you keep your seat. You stay in the Spirit. You cannot be sitting with him in heavenly places if all you do is wear yourself out with works of the flesh. People think they got to do something. Well, gotten to do something just knocks you out of the game. Quicken. Colossians 2. This is 13, 14, and 15. And ye being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has made whatever we need accessible, but we attain it in the Spirit, not by works of the flesh. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Can you see how faith and confession has been made a work of the flesh? The reason we don't see much come of it is because these are not works of the Spirit, but the works of the flesh. The flesh gets in the way. We think we must act like we are healed as part of it also. If we're following the Spirit, it won't have to be a manufactured pretending thing to act like we're healed when we're not. Or it's not apparent. We should act like God did in his situation, then we would get the same results that he did. If we stay in the Spirit, then Satan cannot take advantage of us. We can only engage him in the mental realm after we hear from the Holy Spirit. See, we don't fight with him without having. Well, I know, and that's the Word of God. But until God tells you what to do about the situation, that's when you engage. Right. A lot of people are trying to engage and they don't have nothing. Okay, we can only engage in the mental realm after we hear from the Holy Spirit. Renewing our minds with God's Word and praying in the Spirit should be our only action until we receive clear instructions. Faith is not doing physical things to prove you have faith. It is not about saying it enough to get it to come to pass. I can remember a pastor that we sat under. We were asking about someone that in our family that got diagnosed with something, and he said, you need to speak it 20, 30 times a day that you're well. If I quit taking my meds, then I'll convince God that I believe I'm healed. This proves you aren't. These are merely the flesh. Parenting does not work. It does not make the call. Peace does. It's time to quit wearing ourselves out with the works of the flesh that leave us disappointed. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God did say light be 100 times. Did he say light be 100 times before he saw it? Did he? He just said it once. But the Spirit brooded over the situation. There's the helper, Romans chapter 8. It helps our infirmities. He's there to help us pray through and come to a conclusion so we can receive what God's already said is ours. Stay out of the mental realm and do not engage until you have your mind girt about with truth. This is Ephesians 6:14. Girt means to gird all around like a belt. Satan's game is to get you to get emotional by symptoms and circumstances. He comes to steal the word. Maintain the vocabulary of silence until the Holy Spirit gives you the word. That is the day star rising to bring you total and complete victory. I'm going to read one more scripture here, and it says it all to me. This is Proverbs chapter 4. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. I'd say a froward mouth is one that just confesses millions of confessions and never sees nothing. You can have everything Rhema's got to offer and die sick. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. That's what it's about right there. When we're seeking something from God, we seek in the Spirit. We do not engage in the flesh. It's worthless. And all it does is wear you out and get you discouraged. Okay.